And the beauty is at the Nasi Lemak this morning, he can like be quiet, relaxed, and with the awareness, really, what I should say, develop the present, although not fully present, at least the loss in thought, the heedless thinking, the clouded, all those things does not disturb here. Otherwise, he cannot sit there and appreciate the nature, the river flow, the breeze, and all. Cannot one. Wherever you go, you think one, you worry one. Then sometimes you're excited by the scenery for a while only, but you were never there. After that, handphone already. That's all. After that, think of this, think of that. Then talk already. Then like carried away already. When I travel, I really travel. I fully there one. No? When I'm on the bus also, when I'm on the plane also, when I land also, when I'm there, I have the sati awareness within and I fully present on and I really there. You all, the thought is there. The thought is all the time there. You think, here excited, there excited. Then, well, here too busy up here. But when you stay here at the awareness, you really have the present. This present moment awareness within the moment, without thought. And there is clarity. And there is this, what they call, very unique, intense experience that you have. That you really there. And I said, oh. Then when I travel also, when the past or what the scenery I see, I observe, is through specific phenomenal awareness. Then when I'm at the scenery area, or especially I went with my wife, Xinjiang, even Wutaisan also. Wow, the nature really, the pristine beauty and wonder, you look at it, when I say look, is it a pure perception, that's all. That, of course, I want to know, I can know that. I feel the breeze. I feel the nature's energy. Then I feel the lick. That lick, the vibration is very fine, very still. So all this, you can really develop the ability to experience it. And this is life, understand? To live life is to experience the pristine beauties and wonder of life every moment, every instant. Everything is so pristine. Why do you go and worry about life? Thinking about life, planning, scheming, doing all those what they call normal, heedless living being do. Not to say you cannot. Because these are your habitual tendencies. I ask you to stop immediately. You cannot. Like the small boy. Boy cannot go out. I tell you, he should rebel. But when you let the boy understand already, dangerous thing don't do, you go out, don't mix with the wrong way, then you train them. Then when they understand, no need to control. Like this Monday mind. When he understand, he listen to you. Why? If I listen to you, I'm very peaceful. I don't have suffering. Understand? Only to Dharma practitioner. Understand? If you don't have the Dharma one, he listen to you also no use. You are all egoic, selfish. But when it developed the understanding, if I listen to my master, I am peaceful. Well, he has the Dhamma. If I don't listen, I get into big trouble. That's why when you train your mind, it's like you play badminton. You become very skillful, understand? Well, you train already. Then the shuttlecock listen to you, you know. Where you want to send it, it will go to the plate. You want to send baseline, it will go baseline. You want to drop it in front, it will go. Then you want to retrieve, even how fast they smash, you can retrieve it, provided you are agile, alert, and you are skillful. So when the mind is trained, it listens to you. Means what? I want it to be silent, straight away silent. I want it to be at the awareness, straight away at the awareness. I want it to think, I want it to understand, I want it to perceive, it will just do that. Then it does not move, it does not stir. That is a well-trained mind. Means, most of the time, you are already at the awareness base, and this mundane mind already developed the understanding. If I stay here, Dhammapada was too. Happiness will follow you. Then you get to reap the fruit of your hard work, your cultivation. Then you get to develop a lot of beautiful, virtuous, and good understanding. That's how the Monday mind understand and listen to you. So a trained mind and an untrained mind is different. The untrained mind, like we say, is a devil's workshop. Yeah. The trained mind actually has clarity. It does not simply do all the heedless thinking and stirring and reaction anymore. Well, there is wisdom connected to it. And it is very, very obedient. Understand? Whatever you want it to do, it will just do that. Okay?